everybody, this is James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems and BikeJames.com, and I got an interview today. This is a gentleman that I met at Interbike. He's got a pretty interesting supplement, and I thought it was something that that you guys would benefit from, so I wanted to get him on the line and learn a little bit more about it. And his name is Joe Weisenberger with 40sVita.com. It's spelled FORTISVITA.com. Joe, how you doing today?
Good, James. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. Thanks for taking the time. So we were chatting a little bit before we started the recording, and I thought it was a pretty interesting background. You know, just so my people know, Joe's not a mountain biker, but he is definitely in the fitness industry and stuff like that. And so I think he's got a pretty interesting some pretty interesting insights on training and stuff like that. So Joe, what's your what's your background? Kind of how did you get into the fitness industry, and how did you arrive at actually creating a supplement and getting into the supplement industry?
Okay, well, James, actually, I come from a family of competitive weightlifters. My father was a competitive Olympic weightlifter, and he lived out of a famous weightlifting club called the Catesby Eagles, where John Grimmick used to lift out of and the likes. And at a young age, he got me into Olympic weightlifting, and I lifted out of the Belleville Barbell Club. And, I started at an early age of 12, and that's how I started weight training. And, my father got me into supplements when I was young. And, from that just stemmed the passion to always lift and to train other people. So I opened up a gym in Bernardsville, New Jersey. And from there, we always used to prescribe fish oil to all of our clients. And, I always thought that there was a better, that companies could do something better or a different way to enhance fish oil. And that's where the spark of Osina came from.
Excellent. Yeah, and that's the name of your supplement there, Osina. I'll get the spelling on that for people here at the end of the interview. One of the things that really caught my attention when I was wandering around Interbike and checking out the different stuff, I'm a veteran of the fitness industry, and I'm sure as anybody who's been in this industry for a while knows, supplement claims are pretty outrageous, and usually when you turn a supplement label over, you can't even recognize half of the ingredients and stuff like that. And so what I really liked about your supplement was one, that everything in there, it's a pretty straightforward supplement. We'll get into that more here in just a second. But I really liked your idea on body durability and how that related to training. So real quick, what exactly is body durability, and why would mountain bikers be interested in that?
Okay. Well, to get back to what you talked about as far as the label and everything like that, one thing at Fortis Vita that, we pride ourselves on is the transparency of our product. There are no proprietary blends. There's no other chemicals in it. It's just, the three key ingredients, omega-3 fish oil, ultra vitamin D, and cinnamon cassia. And those three ingredients help enhance body durability. And basically what body durability is your body's ability to tolerate and recover from stress. And in the case of, like, mountain bikers, that stress comes in the form of riding, weight training. It could be diet, and it could be whatever else life throws at you. All that is stress. And body durability is your body's ability to tolerate and recover from that stress. We have a saying at Fortis Vita that without body durability, everything else is useless. And what I mean by that is you could be taking the best performance enhancers. You could even have, like, the best bike that allows you to ride further. Or you could even be doing the best workout program that gives you the strength endurance to, ride faster. But if your body is not durable enough to handle that additional stress or that additional performance that you're now able to do, all that's useless. But what Osina does is enhances your body durability, allowing you to utilize that new performance.
Yeah, excellent, man. Yeah, that's something I really try to, preach a lot. And I think people forget a lot of times that, results come from training plus recovery, and so many times people are looking at how can I add to the training side, or when they're looking at supplements, how can I add to that performance enhancement side, and we forget that the the recovery from the workouts are actually what lead to the results. So I really like that that angle on, you know, on body durability.
Right. Yeah, that's where it starts at. It starts at body durability. And then once you have that and once you enhance that, then everything else comes into play. You know, then you can worry about enhancing your performance and everything like that. But if you try to enhance your performance and run further or faster, but your body's not durable enough to handle that or tolerate that, then you're only going to break your body down even further.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, man. So, great, man. So how did you arrive at the formulation that you know you're currently using in Osina?
Well, I wanted to create a supplement that works on multiple levels. And Osina, I should say, does that. And it works by reducing inflammation, increasing joint health, improving circulation, and it's also a tremendous blood sugar stabilizer. So I came up with that formulation so that it works on multiple levels. We have the omega-3 fish oil, which helps with inflammation, cell communication, and it has the ultra vitamin D, which improves bone health or bone strength, performance. Most people are vitamin D deficient, so if you get them to improve their vitamin D levels, performance goes up, and also longevity. And then we have the cinnamon kasha in it, which is a huge blood sugar stabilizer and insulin stabilizer. And it's the most powerful antioxidant in the spice family. And not to mention, it also helps to lower cholesterol. So I just picked those three ingredients because they work synergistically with one another to enhance body durability.
Nice. Yeah, you know, I will tell you, I did a little, research on your product when I got back from Interbike. You know, I wasn't as familiar with the cinnamon kasha. Is that how you say it? Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, that's basically it's a cinnamon bark powder, and again, I wasn't extremely familiar with that, but after, you know, doing some research and asking some other people in the industry that I, you know, respect, there's definitely something to, to that ingredient and its ability to stabilize blood sugar levels and stuff like that. So, I thought that was pretty interesting, something that had actually, like, slipped under the radar screen, under my radar screen, so I was pretty, pretty interested in learning a little bit more about that.
Right, and you'll probably start to hear more and more about the benefits of cinnamon, too. And, you know, that's another reason why I picked those three key ingredients, not only because they work synergistically with one another on a systemic level, meaning multiple levels within the body, but they're all natural. You know, you have omega-3 fish oil, and there's tons of research that backs that up and with the benefits that, you know, fish oil has on the body, vitamin D, and cinnamon. And those three ingredients, they're just all natural, and they work extremely well together.
Yeah, yeah, and like I said, I really like how it's a simple formulation, and all of the ingredients in there are definitely backed by real science, you know, more than just a study that's been put out by the company that just also happens to manufacture the supplement as well. So
right, and I just want to say that on our blog, we do have a research link. We have a research link that connects to about 45 to 60 research articles on PubMed that talks about the benefits of omega-3, vitamin D, and cinnamon kasha.
Nice.
So your audience can feel free to go over there and check them out.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely encourage everybody to go check out your website there and your blog. I've been keeping tabs on it here lately. So so cool. So we've kind of covered what the ingredients in Osina do for us. But I would guess, being kind of a body durability guy, you know, you might have some other tips and strategies for us to help increase body durability as well. What else would you recommend to people who are looking to try to get more out of their training from a body durability standpoint?
Sure, and I'll be the first to say that Osina is a key ingredient in enhancing body durability, but it's not the be-all, end-all. To enhance body durability, I mean, it comes down to, you know, training. Make sure you're getting the right training like you're providing. You know, make sure you're progressing properly, doing the right exercises. Diet is huge. You know, the American diet now, the omega-6 to 3 ratio is about 20 to 1 on the low end, and optimally it should be closer to, you know, 1 to 1. So you might want to, you know, clean up your diet a little bit with lean proteins, you know, tons of vegetables and fruit and healthy fats in the form of Osina. You know, sleep would be another huge benefit to enhancing body durability. You know, a mental component. you know, and, you know, some would even argue that there's even a spiritual component to body durability. But really, you know, the physical, you got to make sure you're training right, sleep, diet, you got to make sure you're eating right, and Osina, and all those together, it's like the sum of the whole is greater than its parts. All those help to enhance body durability. But Osina is one key ingredient that, you know, the athlete should be incorporating into their diet.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm currently trying it out right now, and you know, going to be doing some blog posts on it in the future. Because like I said, I don't usually recommend a lot of supplements directly, but like I said, I really thought yours was unique, and I like your take on the whole thing there. And so,
thank you very much.
Yeah, definitely interested in seeing how it pans out, and maybe getting some of my athletes going on it as well. So, just kind of random question for you. You know, being in the fitness industry, I'm sure you're, still training, doing stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
What, I don't know, man. What are you currently experimenting with on the strength training side? I mean, what have you been reading up on? What are you doing in your training? Like, I don't know. I always like to hear what other guys in the industry are, kind of got their finger on the pulse and what they're doing and stuff.
Well, to basically like quote Bruce Lee, you know, I absorb everything that is useful and reject everything that is not. And I try to learn from a lot of different people. So, you know, I'm a huge proponent of, you know, Charles Poliquin is good.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Tate over at Elite FTS. The guys at TMAG are good. And I try to incorporate and read everything that those guys write and, incorporate it into our training. But, you know, we believe in, progression. You know, properly, you know, progressing your clients, you know, individualizing the training for them, so making sure that they're doing the right thing, you know, making sure we're avoiding or correcting muscle imbalances, and the likes. But, Charles Poliquin is a huge influence and, you know, has a huge influence on us. Dave Tate over at Elite FTS has a, you know, a big influence on us. And, that's it. And, you know, we're huge proponents of eating well also. So, and we love the paleo diet. You know, where it's mainly lean proteins, you know, green vegetables and fruit and healthy fats, you know, with minimal amounts of grain. And that's, that's what we do. You know, we always incorporate, you know, compound movements, you know, but we're not an all or nothing type of, you know, organization. We try to incorporate, you know, a large amount of compound movements, but sometimes at the end of the workout, we follow up with some isolation movements and everything. But, a lot of free weights, a lot of cables and the like.
Nice, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds familiar, man.
I was checking out your site. It sounds like, you know, we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
Alan Cosgrove, I read that you went to one of his seminars. You know, I went to one of his a long time ago down in Washington, D.C. You know, been to Charles Poliquin's seminar, you know, Paul Cech's. Yeah, I was a huge Paul Cech proponent, you know, many years ago. Went to all his seminars and took all of his certifications.
Oh, nice.
And, I love RTS. If you ever looked at that resistance training specialist, they were all about biomechanics and lever arms and everything like that. And Elite FTS, you know, if anybody ever wants to learn about, you know, benching, deadlifting, and everything like that, those are, you know,
yeah,
those are the authority on that. So,
yeah.
So their seminars, and, you know, they're huge on accommodating resistance. Also, they were the people that really brought that to light using chains and bands and everything. So.
Yeah.
We try to incorporate a lot of that. You know, we train a mixed martial artist here who's fighting in November in Atlantic City.
Nice.
We train some high school football players and everything. But a lot of our clientele is just, you know, the regular folk who just want to lose weight and get in shape. And, we have a lot of people here that work hard. And we just make sure that, you know, it's a safe workout. We progress them, you know, correctly. And that's it.
Nice. What about like the cardio side? What's your, you know, what do you guys do?
What do we do for that? Well, it all depends on the individual and their level. Usually we start them out with, we're huge proponents of interval training. And, if it's a person that's out of shape and overweight, if they can't run, we'll start them off with, you know, just walking multiple times a day. But if they can run and everything, we usually start them off with an interval of two-minute walk, three-minute run, done four times. And we have them do that 2 to 3 times a week, and we progress the speed at which they run. The walk always stays the same, but we increase the speed at which they run. And then once they get off of that, then we play around with different scenarios. You know, either we do like a 15-second sprint and 45-second recovery. recovery or a 30-second sprint and 90-second recovery. We try to stick to like a 1-to-3 work-to-rest ratio. But, yeah, we're big proponents of interval training. That way, you know, when you do intervals, it's some people get caught up in the how many calories, you know, am I burning on the, you know, on the treadmill? You know what I mean? So they'll do steady state training for like 45 minutes, and let's say they burn 300 calories, and then they do interval training for 15 minutes, and they only burn 150. And they're like, Joe, I only burned 150, where I could have stayed on for another, you know, 30 minutes and burned 300. But what they don't realize is once they get off the treadmill, they're not done with interval training. They're not done burning calories. You know? So, you know, it's how many, the right question should be, how many calories am I burning at the end of the day, not while I'm on the machine? And with interval training, you tend to burn a lot more. So, you know, when it comes to fat loss and everything, intervals are what we prescribe and what we believe in.
Yeah, I was actually reading something that Alan Cosgrove, a study that he had come across and was talking about, where they had, you know, compared aerobic training to interval training, and after they adjusted for you know, the difference in calories burned and stuff like that, they actually found that, you know, one calorie burned doing interval training actually resulted in 9 times as much real world fat loss as a calorie burned during aerobic training. And, you know, is you know, just like you're saying that you know, there's a lot more to it than just how many calories am I burning while I'm doing the exercise itself.
Right, right. And, you know, I'm not an all or nothing type guy, and I don't believe in absolutes. So, you know, aerobic training has its place. And, you know, some people, you know, I have clients that get enjoyment out of, you know, running. So, you know, if that's your form of enjoyment, then I'm not going to stop you, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, I can suggest things. But if you really enjoy running, then, you know, then by all means do it. And then some people, you know, the best form of cardio is the cardio that you're going to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
if that's all that they're going to do, a low intensity, you know, maybe half an hour run, then I'll just have them do it. But, you know, if they're coming to me for my suggestions and what I would plan for them, yeah, intervals is the way to go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's
I would agree with you.
That's like with me and people that want to ride a road bike. You know, I may not understand it completely, but hey, if you want to, you know, jump on a road bike and battle traffic, then if that's what you enjoy doing,
yeah, by all means.
By all means, do it. So,
right.
So cool, man. Well, Sheets, man, that's some great info, man. I really think you gave some good insight into, you know, Ascena and body durability, and a little, you know, bonus info there on some training strategies. So real quick, if where are you located at? What's the name of your facility? And if anybody is in your area and actually is interested in checking you out, what's the easiest way to get a hold of you?
Well, the gym is called Fortis Fitness, and it's in Bernardsville, New Jersey, and the website is fortisfit.com, or they can call us at 908-204-0031.
Excellent, man. Excellent. And then once again, the website for Ascena and your supplement is fortisvita.com, fortisvita.com. And I definitely encourage everybody to go over there and check that out. And again, you know, like you said, he's got some links to the research studies and stuff on the ingredients there in Ascena. So you can check it out for yourself and see there's definitely something to what is in there. And you know, I'm a huge, you know, I've been preaching fish oil for a long time, so this is a great way for you guys to get your fish oil in, plus a few other you know, vital ingredients that will work synergistically with that. And so right on, Joe. Anything else before we cut this interview off?
No, I just want to say thanks for having me on today, James. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you taking the time, and you know, I'll definitely keep in touch, and maybe we'll have you on here again in the future, just kind of find out what you know, what's on the forefront for, you know, body durability, and you know, maybe talk some more training, man. I think I think we're on the same page with that, and I always like to kind of get a little bit different view on what other people in the industry are doing. So so excellent. Well, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, James. Hey, and if your audience ever wants to learn more about body durability or the different components of it, they can always check out my blog on the website, fortisvita.com.
Yeah, definitely. Good one to keep up on. So, well, all right. Well, once again, it's been James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems. You guys can check me out on the web at bikejames.com. And hope you guys enjoyed this interview, and I will talk to you guys next time.